So how many times have we used the phrase, but I'm just not motivated, whether it's for, you know, school or work or recording a podcast episode, you know, whatever it may be, I've found myself using that phrase, you know, sometimes in my life and definitely less now. But I wanted to talk about that today because the truth is you won't always feel motivated and you might even fall into laziness. So a few weeks ago, I talked about burnout, laziness, and then finding rest in the Lord. And I touched a lot on burnout, but not as much on laziness. So I wanted to talk about that today, because if we constantly give in to the laziness feeling, and by laziness, I mean, you know, the habit of neglecting tasks or things that require effort. If we constantly give in to laziness, we are not going to live a fulfilling life, because anything worthwhile is going to be hard in the moment. Most things, at least. You know, you think about when you wake up to go work out, you wake up at 5 a.m., you know, you're not wanting to get out of bed, and then you go do the thing and you feel so great after. You got those endorphins flowing, you're confident about yourself because you followed through with what you said you were going to do. So, yeah, anything worthwhile, it's going to take some work. So, how can we overcome laziness and what does God have to say about it? Because after all, God gave us this lovely Bible, this lovely book of instructions on how to live our life and how to do it so we actually live a fulfilling life for Him. And so we see a lot in Proverbs about laziness. Proverbs likes to likes to contrast between someone who is lazy and someone who is diligent and, you know, the righteous. So in 21:25, it says, "The desire of the sluggard kills him, for his hands refuse to labor." And so when it says sluggard, I think that's how you pronounce it, just means someone who is, you know, sluggish, lazy. I was looking at a commentary, and I like using this enduring word commentary, but it says that the desire of the lazy man kills him. The lazy man has desires, he just doesn't have the initiative or the energy to fulfill it. His life of unfulfilled desire is unsatisfying and feels as if it kills him. This is a death to self, but not in the good and blessed way described by Jesus for his disciples. And so when it says not in the blessed way Jesus described for his disciples, that's just meaning when you die to yourself, it means dying to your flesh, like taking up your cross, picking it up, following Jesus, not giving in to like immediate gratification or what, you know, the world is telling you to do, you know, those worldly desires. But anyway, back to this. So the Enduring Word commentary also said that living in a world of wishful thinking and not working will bring ruin. So when I look back to the peak moment of my laziness, I remember I would be sitting in my bed. I would wake up in the morning, and I've talked about this a lot, how I would immediately scroll on my phone. And I don't do that anymore because that literally starts your day up for failure. It starts your day with laziness. You wake up, you're exhausted, you're like, ugh, I don't want this alarm to keep going off. You turn off your alarm, you grab your phone, you're like, I wonder what's going on social media. You know, you scroll for a little while. Automatically, what is that programming your mind? To do what is easy in the moment. So now throughout the day, anytime something hard comes up, what are you going to do? Revert back to laziness. And where was I going with this? Oh, yes. So this going into another thing where it says living in a world of wishful thinking will bring ruin. So maybe you want to be that person who wakes up early, who works out, who reads their Bible, who eats healthy food, but you wake up and all you want to do is grab your phone and start scrolling. All you want to do is go back to bed. You know what I mean? You just don't want to do that. So you're wishful thinking. In Proverbs 13:4, it says, "The soul of a lazy man desires and has nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made rich." And so it isn't that the lazy man or woman lacks desire. You know, maybe you're scrolling on your phone, scrolling on Pinterest, and you're like, oh yeah, I want to be that girl. I want to be that person who, you know, has their stuff together, right? And especially like going into 2024, we see all like the vision boards and like new year, new me. And maybe we're motivated by that initially. But if you are falling into laziness, you will have nothing because you cannot apply yourself to put in the work to make those, you know, wishful thinking reality. And so I understand it because I've been there where it's like, oh, I really want to be the girl who like seems so confident and like can post on Instagram and talk about her life and, you know, share about that without being like embarrassed or like feeling shy. Like I kept wishing for that. But until I took the initiative to actually do the thing that was hard, you know, nothing happened. And I felt very unfulfilled because I wasn't living out what God had in store for me. So anyway, as we see here, there is no room for laziness in the life of a Christian. If you have accepted Jesus into your heart, you are saved by grace. You have been saved. So it says in Ephesians 2, 8 through 9, by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. So becoming a Christian means accepting Jesus into your heart and having the Holy Spirit in there, right? And believing that Jesus is the Messiah. He is the Savior. He died for your sins so that you could come to him blameless and holy. It says right here, you know, not by works. So your good works isn't what gets you into heaven. But it says in Ephesians 2:10, for we are God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. So Christians aren't saved by works, but they do show their faith by their works, like it says in James 2. So because I love God, I want to do these good works. Because I love God, I don't want to waste my day away being lazy and just daydreaming about, you know, maybe the things he's placed in my heart. No, I want to get up and actually do it. So what are some practical tips now that we know what the Bible says? How can we actually display this in our life? So when I look back at a time that I was lazy, you know, I was laying in my bed, I didn't want to work out. I had made a goal in 2020 that I was going to work out every single day. And let me just say, set your goals realistically, because that wasn't realistic for me. That wasn't realistic. But you know what? It's okay. We lived and we learned. But in 2020, I set that goal. And what would happen is I wouldn't work out till like 10 o'clock at night. You know why? Because I was being lazy the entire day. I would push it off until the very end of the day. And so when I think about what triggered me into that laziness, it was my phone. So what you want to ask yourself whenever you're, you know, feeling lazy, ask yourself, what triggered you to be this way? You know, what caused this? So maybe what caused this is you're feeling already very tired. And then it's easy, it's accessible. So you grab your phone because you just woke up in the morning and your phone's right next to you. So what you can do to prevent yourself from falling into that laziness trap is use a digital alarm clock to wake yourself up. Put your phone in the other room so you don't immediately go in the morning and grab it. And so maybe the cause of your laziness is that you don't have a schedule. Maybe you're just aimlessly going through the day without any real goals or tasks in mind. Maybe you have some tasks here and there, but it's not like scheduled into your day. So maybe it's that, and maybe it's just simply a matter of making a schedule for yourself. So identify the causes. Maybe it is burnout. Like I said, burnout can look like laziness at times. So you always want to identify the cause. And then from here, like I said, there's a few tips and little like tools that I use to prevent myself from being lazy, from laying on my bed, staring at the ceiling, you know, binge watching TV, whatever it may be. There are a few things that I do. So number one, like I said, is creating a schedule. So when you are, you know, resetting yourself for the week. I like on Sundays to go through all the things I have to do for the week and kind of set a little schedule for myself. So this way, instead of maybe you have like an hour, you know, in the middle of the day, and that hour can be used for mindfulness time. Maybe you could journal, maybe you could read the Bible. But maybe what you do because you don't have a schedule is you just start scrolling on your phone. And the reason why I'm talking about going on your phone so much associated with laziness is because I feel like those two go hand in hand together. Like, it's just so easy to scroll on your phone, and that's really a common trigger, for me at least, of laziness. You know, maybe when they didn't have phones, they, you know, stared at the ceiling, or, you know, I don't know what they did to be lazy back then. Maybe being lazy back then was, you know, reading a book instead of doing homework. Literally don't know. But these days, when we have all this technology, we have Netflix, we have our phones, we have, you know, our iPads, whatever it may be, we have all this stuff coming at us, making us want this instant gratification and feeding into that laziness. So anyway, that's why I'm talking about phones so much. But like I was saying, creating a schedule. So, you know, you're going to wake up at this time, you're going to go work out, and keeping yourself bound to that schedule. Now, you can be a little flexible, but when I say bound, I mean like making a commitment to yourself. You know, if you tell your boss you're going to be at work at a certain time, you're going to be there. So unless you run late, which I will admit that is me, but moral of the story, you have to make that same commitment to yourself. You know, you have to show up. I'm going to show up at this, at the gym at this time. I'm going to show up on this couch right here and read the Bible at this time. So you got to do that for yourself. So another thing that can help when you are feeling lazy is to break down larger tasks into smaller ones. So maybe, you know, you're chilling out on your bed, you're feeling really not motivated to do anything. What is one thing you can do that can break this cycle? So maybe instead of cleaning your entire room, you decide to just make your bed. So you get up out of your bed and you make your bed. There we go. We're done, you know? And then what's another thing you can do? Oh, okay, I'm gonna just clean my bathroom sink off over here. So breaking these tasks down into smaller ones, and then before you know it, these have compounded into this big, you know, cleaning job that you just did in your whole room because you broke down these tasks. And so that's just super helpful when you are feeling super lazy, when you are feeling unmotivated, to break down those tasks. Another thing is to prioritize tasks. So there was this one thing that I heard it's called swallow the frog, meaning do the hardest thing first. So when you wake up, what's something that you can do that you can just get done, you can get it out of the way, that can set your day off to a good start? Something that's just like a little side note here is I like to make my bed every morning. It just feels like that one accomplishment. And then also you don't go back in your bed. So yeah. And then there's also different tools like time management techniques. So I mentioned scheduling. There's also ways that you can, you know, set a timer and you tell yourself, okay, I'm going to work for this amount of time and then I'm going to take a break. So just like reminding yourself that not being lazy doesn't mean that you have to have like this toxic productivity mindset. You can work, you know, on this project for a little while and then take a little break. It doesn't have to be full force. I'm going to sit at this chair for 7 hours. No, like you can take breaks. You can set yourself up for success. You can use time management. A good technique is called the Pomodoro technique. Basically, you'll set a clock for, I think it's like 25 minutes, and you'll work and then you'll take like a 5 minute break. But look that up if you want more information. And then lastly, we have breaking the cycle of laziness. Actually, not lastly, this is the second to last, but breaking the cycle of laziness, meaning what is something you can do to get yourself right out of this laziness state? Maybe you're, you know, just on this couch, you're on your couch and you're not wanting to do that project for work or for school. You're just like, ugh, it feels so hard. So change your environment. Maybe you need to go on a walk. Maybe before starting that task, you need to do something else. You need to go outside. You need to call a friend. You need to, you know, get up out of your room or do like 15 push-ups, you know. You need to break that cycle. And then something I also wanted to mention is when you are feeling really lazy and you don't want to do something and it feels like you just have that mental block, like you're like, ugh, like there feels like there's a wall between me and the task that I have to do. Say the task is, you know, working on a project for school. Instead of working on that project for school, going straight from being super lazy, laying on the couch, and then working on that project, what is something you can do to like bridge the gap between the two so it's not so extreme? So maybe what you can do is start by cleaning your room or taking a cold shower. So something that I've done is, this is actually interesting, because this just happened recently, but I was really not wanting to record my podcast episode, just feeling super lazy, not wanting to do it, just wanting to sit around. And it felt like too hard of a jump to go from just sitting around to, you know, doing research, writing out the script, and then recording. So instead, what I did was I decided to do my laundry. So I did my laundry and I got that done. And then I felt good about myself. I'm like, I'm productive. So then I'm going to go, you know, record my podcast and I'm going to do that. And that was just an amazing way to kind of like bridge the huge gap between doing nothing and doing this, like what seems like a very hard task. So that's something that is very beneficial. And then lastly, this is most important. So saving the best for last, but praying. And this might sound like, oh, like praying, like what is God going to do? I'm feeling lazy right now. So reminding yourself of the grace that God has for you. He knows we work hard, right? He knows, he sees everything. But when you're feeling very lazy, sometimes we can like disconnect ourselves from God, because maybe we feel guilty for scrolling on our phones, for, you know, doing whatever. We just feel like, you know, I'm not doing this work, so I'm just not going to go to God because he's probably disappointed in me. For one, of course, we should want to be diligent, but by no means should you completely, you know, move away from God when you feel like you are, you know, sinning or being lazy or whatever it may be. So when I'm feeling super unmotivated, I will literally just ask God, please remind me of why I do the things I do. And by that, I mean, remind me why I record these podcast episodes, you know, remind me that why I work out, you know, I work out so I can keep my body the temple that it is, and I can treat my body with, you know, love and kindness and respect. And I'll ask God to remind me, and I ask him for the strength, because we're put on this earth by him. So it is by his power that we are doing everything we do when we're walking by the Spirit. So I will call out to him and ask him for the discipline. You might not have this magic thing where you jump out of bed and suddenly you have the discipline. Maybe you will, but asking him for that discipline, and then, you know, putting in the little tasks and the little tools and putting in effort to, you know, do the hard thing, that's just super beneficial. So call out to God when you are feeling lazy. Maybe even read a scripture if that's, you know, something that you can do to get out of that laziness mindset. And then I wanted to end with talking about Proverbs 31. So if you've ever heard of like the Proverbs 31 woman, that's like super popular that I've heard. Basically, it talks about the example set of like what a woman or a wife should strive to be. And I wanted to talk about it because it's very clear that she is not lazy, like at all. So in Proverbs 31, we first see that it describes this woman as a woman of excellence or a woman of valor. And the valor, the word in Hebrew, is also used in the book of Ruth. So I definitely recommend reading the book of Ruth. That's just a great story. But anyway, so we see in Proverbs 31 how this woman is a woman of excellence. Some of the things that she does is she, you know, willingly works with her hands. She doesn't think it's beneath her. She brings food for her family and rises while it is still night to prepare food. And, you know, guys, I felt like that the other day. Or every day, basically, when I wake up, when it is still dark outside, I'm like, oh, hello, night. You know, I go and I make my food and I bring it to work. But anyway, so sometimes feeling like her. But yeah, so then it says she thoughtfully considers a field and buys it. She uses the profit to better her family and their future, because she plants a vineyard on this field. She's noted for her strength. And by strength, it's strength in action. So like what she's doing, being productive, being diligent. She is wise. She helps the poor. But she is also clothed in strength and honor. And then it says she watches over her family and does not eat the bread of idleness. And above all, she fears the Lord. So I was kind of just summarizing things here, but go read it for yourself. But when it says she does not eat the bread of idleness, and this just made me think of that verse, man should not live on bread alone, but on the word of God. So that was just interesting. It kind of relates when it says eat the bread of idleness. But I don't know, that just came up in my mind. So maybe that will be helpful to you. But yeah, I wanted to talk about the last thing it says, where it says, above all, she fears the Lord. When we do have that reverent fear of the Lord, seeing how sovereign he is, how holy he is, how he created these amazing things, we can begin to see how we want to do these good works for him and we want to live for him. So laziness has no part in our life. It doesn't have a hold on us anymore. These fleshly desires may want to take over. We may want to give in, but we can surrender that to the Lord, ask the Lord to give us the strength and have his strength work through us. It says in Philippians, his strength is perfected in our weakness. So when you are feeling weak, when you're feeling just like you don't want to do anything, call out to him. Yeah, I think that's pretty much all I have to say for this. I hope this was able to help. But remember, this week, maybe when you are feeling lazy, when you're just feeling like you don't want to work out, you don't want to read the Bible, you don't want to do work, use some of these tools that I mentioned, you know, asking yourself questions, what caused this laziness so you can prevent it in the future, and really keeping God first in those moments and throughout every single day in your life. And I'm not perfect. I still fall into laziness sometimes, but sometimes you're going to have those moments and that's just a part of life. But the good news is we have a God who, number one, always forgives, and number two, can help us when we do fall and, you know, pick us up again. And I think that's just a blessing. So anyway, if you did like today's podcast episode, be sure to follow the podcast, subscribe if you're on YouTube. And besides that, I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful week. I hope you have a blessed week. And yeah, I will talk to you next time.